Pod Quiz 1082. Well, hello there, and welcome to a festive edition of Pod Quiz.
Round one.
We're starting this week with some Christmas music. You're about to hear five popular Christmas songs. In each case, the singer wants something for Christmas, and that is something that I have removed from the song. In each case, I'd like you to tell me what that is.
Question one. Question two. Sweaters, and I don't play much basketball, but there's something kind of special that I want most of all. I want it for Christmas. Bring me in this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high with 17 eyes who knows how to fly. I want it for Christmas this year.
Question three.
I want it for Christmas. Only I will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want it to play with and enjoy. I want it for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have.
Question four.
Gee, if I could only have my. Then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say. Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Question five.
Been good, but can't last. Hurry Christmas, hurry back. One's a plane that loops the loop. Me, I want a. We can hardly stand the way. Please, Christmas, don't be
Round two.
Round two is on Christmas traditions.
Question six.
In which country is there a modern tradition of eating KFC for Christmas dinner, with around 3.6 million families buying special Christmas buckets?
Question seven.
In which year was the first commercially produced Christmas cards made? 1611, 1843, or 1918?
Question 8.
A Christmas tree that stands in London's Trafalgar Square is an annual gift from which country as a token of gratitude for Britain's support for them in World War II?
Question 9.
What is the name of the witch-like old woman who delivers gifts to children on the eve of Epiphany in Italy?
Question 10.
in an annual event held on the 23rd of December in Oaxaca, Mexico, which type of vegetables are carved into a display for the Christmas market?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on Christmas cakes. For the following 5 questions, I will name a Christmas cake, and I'd like you to tell me the country that that cake is most closely associated with.
Question 11.
Stollen.
Question 12.
Panettone.
Question 13.
Bûche de Noël.
Question 14.
Bolo Rey.
Question 15.
Alahabadi cake.
Round 4.
Round 4 is famous people.
Question 16.
Which actor and singer, whose real name was Harry Lillis, is best known at this time of year for the song White Christmas?
Question 17.
Which English author wrote 5 Christmas stories in his career, the most famous by far being the first, A Christmas Carol, in 1843?
Question 18.
Which of these politicians was born on Christmas Day? Jacinda Ardern, Boris Johnson, or Justin Trudeau?
Question 19.
The movies It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and It Happened One Night are often cited among the greatest ever made and were all directed by which Italian-American film director?
Question 20.
Which American actress played the role of nuclear physicist Christmas Jones in the 1999 James Bond film The World Is Not Enough? I'll be back in a little over 3 minutes with the answers after Losers on a Christmas Eve by Greg Atkinson.
Tell the baby lose my glasses in the snow. Put a cold hand up my back when I said no. As she took the beer bottle from my hand and said, there's a church I know where we can raise some hell. Losers on a Christmas Eve. See out 1983. We were losers on a Christmas Eve. Please forgive us for socks at midnight mass. Shout the Holy Ghost, she dead me, we run fast. Now she kicked my left shoe all the way back home. And she made a perfect angel in the virgin snow. Losers on a Christmas Eve. Losers on a Christmas Eve. Please forgive us, for we know not what we do. So you went and built a snowman, but I'm sure that carrot doesn't go there. 30 Christmases have passed us, and we're still the losers. Christmases that we were. Losers on a Christmas Eve. See out 1983. We were losers on a Christmas Eve. Please forgive us, for we know not what we do.
Now, the answers.
Number one was All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. And the answer, the thing that Mariah wants, is you. Number two was Fountains of Wayne with I Want an Alien for Christmas. So the answer is Alien.
I want an alien for Christmas. Bring me an alien this year. I want a little green guy about 3 feet high.
Number three was I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by Gayla Peavy. So obviously Gayla wants a hippo.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind.
All I want for Christmas is...
Number four was Spike Jonze and his City Slickers with All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth. So the answer, two front teeth. And number five was the Chipmunks with Christmas Don't Be Late, and the thing that Alvin wants for Christmas is a hula hoop.
Round two.
Round two was on Christmas traditions, and the answer to number six, it is traditional to eat KFC on Christmas Day in Japan. Question seven, the first commercially produced Christmas cards were made in 1843. Number eight, Norway sends the gift of a Christmas tree each year. Number nine, the witch-like woman who delivers gifts to children in Italy is La Befana. And number 10, the vegetables carved in Oaxaca on the 23rd of December are radishes.
Round three.
Round three was on Christmas cakes, and the answer to number 11, Stollen, is Germany. Number 12, Panettone, is Italy. Number 13, Bûche de Noël, is France. Number 14, Bolo Rei, is Portugal or Brazil, I'll accept either. And number 15, Alahabadi Cake, is India.
Round 4.
The fun round was famous people, and the answer to number 16, the singer of White Christmas, was Bing Crosby. Number 17, the author of A Christmas Carol, was Charles Dickens. Number 18, the politician born on Christmas Day, was Justin Trudeau. Number 19, the director of It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, and It Happened One Night, was Frank Capra. And number 20, the actress who played Christmas Jones was Denise Richards. That's it for Pod Quiz 1082. Thank you very much for listening, and I do hope you enjoyed it. This is the last quiz of 2025, so we shall start a new year of quizzing as of Pod Quiz 1083 next week. So until then, I'd like to wish everyone who celebrates it a very happy Christmas, and I'll see you in the new year. Bye now.